Timothy McVeigh was executed this morning at the U.S. Penitentiary in Terre Haute, Indiana. McVeigh, the first federal prisoner executed in 38 years, was pronounced dead at 7:14 a.m. Central Time by Warden Harley Lappin.
Inmate McVeigh was calm throughout the entire process. He cooperated entirely during the time he was restrained in the execution holding cell, to the time he walked into the execution room. He stepped up onto a small step and sat down on the table. He then positioned himself for us to apply the restraints. He cooperated throughout this entire process.
McVeigh's attorney, Robert Nye Jr., said the government killed more than the Oklahoma City bomber.
We killed Bill and Mickey's son this morning, and we killed Jennifer McVeigh's big brother. Of course, we can say that it was Tim himself that caused their pain, and we would be half right. But it would be a lie to say that we did not double their pain and that we are not responsible, because there is a reasonable way to deal with crime that doesn't involve killing another human being.
President Bush talked to reporters in the White House about an hour and a half after McVeigh was executed.
Today, every living person who was hurt by the evil done in Oklahoma City can rest in the knowledge that there has been a reckoning. At every point from the morning of April 19, 1995 to this hour, we have seen the good that overcomes evil. We saw it in the rescuers who saved and suffered with the victims. We have seen it in a community that has grieved and held close the memory of the lost. We have seen it in the work of detectives, marshal, and police. And we've seen it in the courts. Due process ruled. The case was proved. The verdict was calmly reached. And the rights of the accused were protected and observed to the full and to the end.
Family members of the bombing victims watched on closed-circuit television in Oklahoma City. Raymond Washburn ran the snack bar in the Alfred P. Murrah building.
I want to say that I am a happy person today that this took place. I was hoping that it would have taken place the 16th of May. But patiently I waited till today. I'm glad that Timothy McVeigh is gone. We got one down and one more to go.
My name is Sherry Sawyer. This is my husband Jay and my sister-in-law Mickey. 6 years ago, we lost our mother, and my children lost their grandmother. We tried to teach our daughter Madison, who's now three, about her. We show her pictures every day. We talk about her every day. But the problem with that is she knows more about Timothy McVeigh than she does her own grandmother. She's seen him on TV. She's seen him in interviews. She's heard him talk. And all she gets to see of her grandmother is pictures. The reason why we came today is because 6 years ago, he chose to blow that building up and was only a few short blocks away when our mother took her last breath. And we were there today to watch him take his.
My name is Larry Witcher. My brother, Alan Gerald Witcher, was killed in the Oklahoma City bombing. I talked with his wife, Pam Witcher, not too long ago. She chose not to be here. She wants to get on, and I can't blame her for that. She described it more as the end of a chapter of a long book, and it is, in fact, one of the last chapters. But with several books, there's an epilogue, and that epilogue is the remainder of our life. There's always going to be Christmases and birthdays and events, as long as we live, that we'll never not think of Alan or his children or the harm caused
NPR's John Burnett is outside the federal penitentiary in Terre Haute. John, you heard from other witnesses. What did they say?
Bob, there were 10 media witnesses who were selected in a pool to go in and witness the execution this morning. Most of them said that Tim McVeigh appeared still defiant. They said he looked at each of us in the eyes, straining against the straps, holding him to the gurney, trying to raise himself off the gurney. One described a sharpness in his eyes. They said he nodded at each of the media witnesses, as well as his four own selected witnesses, two attorneys, a journalist, and a researcher. One said that he took charge of the room, took charge of his circumstances. McVeigh chose not to give a spoken last statement, but handed out copies of a poem instead. Then the warden said, "We're ready." The U.S. Marshal inside the death chamber spoke through a red phone, an open phone, to the Department of Justice to make sure there were no last-minute stays. Then he said, "We may proceed." McVeigh lay back down on the gurney, stared straight at the ceiling into the camera that was beaming his image to the survivors watching on closed-circuit TV in Oklahoma City, and he died with his eyes open. The U.S. Marshal then said, "This concludes the execution," and they closed the curtains.
Did everything go according to plan?
Every move this morning has been planned out literally for years and practiced in dress rehearsals with guards standing or lying in for McVeigh. They said that McVeigh was fully cooperative both in the holding cell and going into the death chamber this morning. The only thing that Warden Lappin mentioned that went wrong was that the video feed to the family and survivors that were watching in Oklahoma City didn't work at first, and it took a couple of minutes to get those pictures to Oklahoma. But this execution was hyper-orchestrated. Clinical is how one witness described it. There was a 55-page execution protocol, more detailed than that of any of the 38 states that have the death penalty.
Though the federal government hasn't executed a prisoner in decades.
This is true, although now we have another execution scheduled for, I believe, a week from today.
What's been the mood on the prison grounds?
It's been extremely subdued, respectful, one could say, quiet. And it's not just because there are police everywhere. There are gray-uniformed U.S. Bureau of Prison Guards. There's U.S. Marshal police officers everywhere, deputy sheriffs patrolling the roads. Extraordinary security, but there's a very, very somber quality here. Among the protesters, they seem to let their signs do all the talking. Things like "Jesus loves you, even if we don't," or on the other side, "Bye bye, baby killer." It was a very subdued, I would even say a very sad mood here on the prison grounds.
Now, what happens next?
McVeigh's body will be cremated, and the ashes will be turned over to Rob Nye, his attorney, and we haven't been told where the ashes will be scattered. We only know that it's over and that McVeigh asked that an autopsy not be performed.
NPR's John Burnett outside the federal penitentiary in Terre Haute, Indiana.